Welcome to the Ascent Church Podcast. We hope this message from Pastor Jay Armalee inspires you to pursue God, equip people, and release hope.
Hey man, wow, 2024 is about to close. Isn't that crazy? It's funny how quickly a year goes. I can remember how many years I've been doing this, sitting up front talking about one year ending and another year starting. But I do find it, I don't know, some about time, years, and different things and moments, I think are special and remarkable. I was just thinking about a few of them because, you know, we're going to go through this moment where, you know, if you watch, if you actually stay up, how many stay up to watch the ball drop? How many set their clocks ahead so you feel like you're good? We might do that this year too. I know I'm getting old, but this doesn't make sense. We went on a bus tour recently with older people than us. And it was pretty sad because we did this whole thing in Detroit and it was really cool. Saw the lights and they're older. We're the youngest pretty much on the bus. And as we're coming back, they're really loud in the bus. And Krista and I are like, I thought, okay, there's something wrong with this. Do you like go through this dip in life and then you take higher, you know, you get more? No? Okay, it's just us. We're tired then. So these moments, 2024 going into 2025, that ball will drop. We know we all have synchronized watches now because of our phones, right? Everything is synchronized. And in 1 second, 1 year ends and another year officially begins. That's pretty amazing. I think of marriage. I think of marriage when the pastor says, if you're getting married in a church, or really the justice of the peace, they say on behalf, or they say, I lost the words. Help me out, pastors. By the authority invested in me, I now pronounce you, boom, husband and wife. In that moment, you are officially married. Sign the documents, you're married. You go from being single to being married. It's a pretty incredible thing. We talked two weeks together, we talked about this remarkable moment we call Christmas, right? Where the earth had no prophetic words, no voice of God for 460 years. And in one moment, a prophetic word comes and Jesus is born. And the minute the baby is born, the world is forever changed. That's incredible. And I read something this week. I'm going to read it to you. I'm not even going to just try. I'm just going to read it to you because I want to give honor where honor's due. This was in a devotional I was reading with a couple people. And when I read it, I thought, this is brilliant. Now, I don't know if this is true or not. It really doesn't matter. The point is still here. So listen to this. You talk about a moment. This is from Reverend Kenley Mann. There once lived a farmer who became jaded about Christmas and became a recluse to avoid Christians. Late one night, he heard a thumping against the back porch door. To his surprise, birds that had a nest in a nearby tree were flying against the glass. It was so cold out that if any living thing, including animals, didn't have shelter, it could die. His heart went out to them. He put on his winter wear and sprinkled crackers from their tree to the barn where he had built a nest of hay. He went to shoo them in, but they retreated into the dark. To the birds, he was something to be afraid of. He thought, if I could only become a bird, then they would not be afraid. I can lead them to the shelter and they would live. Just then the church bells began to ring in the distance and the farmer suddenly remembered after checking the date that it was Christmas morning. At that moment, he grasped the true meaning of Christmas. God could have come in all of his glory, but he did like the birds. But we would have only been afraid and retreated. Instead, he came safely to us as the Son of Man. He continues to come to us safely through his word, to be the life-giving light in his word. Jesus answered for our sins with his death and took our place, acting in perfect obedience to God. I just thought that was really cool. You know, it is interesting. The one thing I would say about this is that Jesus actually did come in all his glory. Remember the story in Exodus where they're leaving and Jesus calls Moses to come up onto the mountain. And he says to the people, don't come near. It's an interesting story. I was going to read it, but I thought there are so many parts to this, up and down and come and don't come. But the point was this, when Jesus came on the mountain in all his glory, the mountain trembled. The sky had thunder and lightning and the people were afraid and they backed off, right? So God came in all his glory and they said, oh, we can't handle this. We need somebody to go between. And I thought it was a beautiful analogy of these birds that he wanted to so desperately save. And his thought was, if only I could become a bird, I could help them. And that's exactly what Jesus did. He became humanity. Humanity to lead us. It's easy to forget that sometimes he could come with all his glory, and I think we would be scared out of our mind. But Jesus came, and the beautiful thing is, what did Jesus say? I came representing the Father. So he came in this form that people could go, you know what? This Jesus is amazing. Therefore, if Jesus is amazing, so is the Father. Amen. I thought that was a really cool story I wanted to share with you. So next Christmas or anytime, think that is, you know, that is the true meaning of Christmas. He came to lead us back. Amen. So that was my first story. I have like all these thoughts today that I'm going to connect into one. I want to talk, and we're going to start a series next week on our heart. I don't necessarily have a title for it yet, but it's going to be about our heart. Been really contemplating. I watched something before, probably a couple weeks ago, that triggered, and I just realized that as we come into a new year, this is what I know. I know that I cannot determine what's going to happen for you or for me in the new year. We don't know what kind of events are going to unfold. I don't know the good, the bad, the ugly. Nobody knows that. Only God knows that. And sometimes he gives us forewarning and sometimes he doesn't. I think it's funny that we have a lot of prophets on the earth and I don't remember one of them declaring COVID was coming. Because sometimes things are just God and or not. Sometimes we have warning, sometimes we don't. But what I do know is this, that we can posture our heart to be ready for whatever comes our way. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that would sound like, are you talking about all this bad stuff? No, I want to posture my heart for good things. Actually, I want to posture my heart. It was really interesting when I asked about the Lord for something, you know, like, what am I grateful for? The first thing was something I hadn't even thought of, but it quickly brought tears to my eyes. And I thought, Lord, I want to have a heart that I am postured to remember the good things. Right? I don't want to just pass over good things that you're doing. I want to posture my heart for the good things. And so this whole idea of our hearts and what does it look like to posture our hearts and how do we prepare for that? So just something fun over there. Actually, I love the laugh of children. That's something we could pass by. I try to at family gatherings. It's so easy to get caught up. We hosted this year. It's busy. It's like, Lord, help us to be present for the laughter, for the moments, because life just goes quick, doesn't it? That word posture, it's an interesting word. You know, it's an action word. It's hard to understand with our heart, but we'll play charades for a minute. Tell me the posture I'm taking. Good fight. You knew that by the posture that I was in, right? What's this one? Praise or surrender. Absolutely. Praise is really surrender, actually, right? If somebody does this, what is this? What would this represent? So we got thinking, prayer, honor, surrender, humbling, right? You're lowering yourself. All postures, you know, this is something that we get into. So the question I have is, what does it look like to posture our heart? I want you to think about that as we come into 2025, because I really want to posture our hearts to be ready for all the wonderful things that 2025 has for us. I actually believe, and interesting, I just came across this, that Jewish people believe that the first 10 days of a year prepare you to receive everything that the entire year has for you. Interesting. That the posture of your heart in the first 10 days, and this actually goes to the Jewish New Year, because one festival is 10 days later than the other festival, and they take those 10 days to posture themselves to get ready. I thought, well, that's a good thing. And then I thought, interesting that our day of prayer is on the 10th. So I thought, well, what a perfect, beautiful, whether it was God ordained or just really good in timing, why don't we take the 10 days to get our hearts ready and posture ourselves for all that God has? So one of those things could be simply, you know, not a New Year's resolution, but simply going, you know what? These first 10 days, I'm gonna make sure I spend some quality time before the Lord. Now, here's the cool thing. We are in the New Testament, the New Covenant. Aren't you glad that if you had to go up Moses, it's not that fire and smoke and scary, right? You could literally turn on your fireplace if you have one, grab your coffee, open your Bible and go, Jesus, here I am. And the really cool thing is Jesus is not going, well, I'm not sure if I want to meet with you. Let's look at your, you know, naughty or nice list. Aren't you glad that he's, no, I've been waiting. I want to meet with you. That's who God is. Amen. So posture yourself. So taking that time, turn your Bibles to Psalm 92. I'm not going to take a lot of time with this. We're going to do a side note. Go to Proverbs 4 first, and then we'll go to Psalm 92. Just hold your hand in Psalm 92. Proverbs 4, verse 23 is so keen. I encourage you to write this down over the next couple of days as we move into this preparing our hearts and posturing our hearts series. But Proverbs 4, verse 23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. You've probably heard that before. I love this translation. It says, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all you are. Guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all you are. And what that really tells me is that my heart is going to determine a lot of what it's going to be like in 2025. Did you guys get that? Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life, or guard the affections of your heart, for they affect who you are. So that's really telling us that how our hearts are shaped and formed and the condition that it's in is going to determine how we perceive 2025. It's like somebody... Have you ever been in one of those moments where your heart, you think is in a right spot, and then you perceive something that somebody does, and you perceive it completely the wrong way? Anybody ever have that happen? And you find out after, you're like, that's what you meant? And they're like, yeah, what'd you think I meant? Oh, not that. I'm sorry. I won't tell you what I think you meant. Right? That's posturing your heart. And if your heart is in the wrong spot, you could totally perceive things. Somebody looks at you. Right? Somebody looks at you and your heart is hurting. You've got a wound, an insecurity, and they look at you and you're like, oh, they're angry with me. I knew that they were angry with me. Meanwhile, they're looking over your head at something in the distance and they don't like it. But they think it's, you think it's you, right? This is what our hearts can do. This is how, as again, guard the affections of your heart, for they affect all that you are. So my concern with as we, or my goal or my dream for these 10 days and then the month of January is how do we prepare our hearts so that we can be best ready to rock 2025? I wanna go into 2025 because we're gonna cross over that line and now it's 2025. I really wanna look at the end of 2025 and go, man, those 10 days where I postured my heart really prepared me for all that 2025 had. And I'm grateful that I healed my heart. I'm grateful that I got some things in place. I'm grateful that I softened my heart. Whatever it would be, that's what I want to get ready for in 2025. Now let's go to Psalms. Thank you. Psalms 92. Is that what I told you guys earlier? Good, because I was trying to remember. This really goes with some ideas that Claude has about trees that maybe he'll write a book about one day. Right, Claude? It's going to be a legacy passed down to your children, I'm sure. We're going to do an activity to get us to posture our heart in a few minutes. And what I'm about to share actually came from an activity I did with the intercessors the other day. And so it's 11:06, so we actually won't be too long today, but I'm going to take a few minutes at the end of the service to give us space, because I know a lot of times, if you're like me, you go, oh, I'm going to do that. Like, that would be a great activity to do this week. And then how many know the week goes by and you forget to do the activity? So I thought, let's do the activity here. There's no problem. Smaller crowd. People are on vacation. This actually came out of the time that I spent with the Lord. And what I'm going to ask you to do, it's going to be for your life. I was asking the Lord for us as a congregation, but it has to do with my life as well. We're going to ask the Lord just to show us a word for 2025. How many do that every year? You get a word, or you just sit before the Lord and say, Lord, just show me about 2025. You could be saying, Lord, show me about my heart in 2025. What needs to change? Pastor Rod has a word that he's going to bring. It might even be next week, and I'll let you know, because you need to be here. He had this word. He hasn't released it yet. And it's a word for us. It's a word to prepare for us to get ready for 2025. Because in that word, it's going to be a little, oh, that hurts. But we need that once in a while. And it's going to be one of those moments to go, Lord, I got to check my heart in this area. That's what hurts about it, to go, Lord, I need to check my heart. Maybe my heart has a little black spot on it and I didn't even realize it, and I'm not getting fresh blood supply there. And I want that healed, right? Okay, so Proverbs 92. What I love about this, we'll read verses 1 and 2, and then we're going to switch down to the end. Psalm. Woo, Psalm. Thank you. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. Let's just stop and think about that. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Sometimes you wonder why we come and worship, why we sing songs. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. To declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. That's why a lot of times I'll have you go tell somebody something, because that's to me what we're doing. We're declaring his faithfulness and his loving kindness. The word of God is active, right? It's not just something that we read that we go, well, that was good for them back then. No, it's still actually powerful today. Now, how many want to know the benefits of all this? Okay, good. I got one, sure. Look at verse 12. So this whole psalm is one psalm. So I've just skipped over some things to get to, because it's praise and faithfulness. But look at verse 12. It says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Hold right there for a second. I'm going to read something. Don't turn there. Isaiah 61, after he goes through all these things, I'll just read it. Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison for those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. It's amazing how many times the Bible talks about trees being us, being people. And verse 12 says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. It's really awesome that you can, one of the things that you can know for 2025 is that I can actually be firm and have a firm foundation in 2025. Because the promise is that the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. Now it's interesting. What we often forget is that these are people that are writing that are using anything that they can see at times that would help people understand what they mean. Don't we do that? I'm going to read about John 15 at the end. John 15 is all about abiding in the Lord, because Jesus would often talk and he'd be by vineyards, he'd be by gardens, and he's like, how do I explain this? Okay, it's like a branch that's connected. If the branch isn't connected, what's going to happen? It's going to die. Well, today we'd be like this. Okay, your phone's got nothing on it, but when you're connected to the internet, you get all the information you need. It's got to stay connected to the source. Does that make sense? It's what he's using. So this, the author who, it's a song for the Sabbath day. I don't think he gives the, I don't have the author here. He's writing and he's like, okay, what are the righteous going to look like? They're going to be like a palm tree. Now, really cool. We have palm trees around. If you go, not here, Florida, different places. But I was looking up palm trees in the Middle East. So much nicer than our palm trees. I didn't know palm trees could get any better. And interesting enough, we had seen these in, when we were in St. Martin's. These palm trees have dates on them. Clusters. I'd never seen that before. I wasn't sure if it was a nest. Huge clusters of grapes. But they're tall and they give a ton of shade and they're gorgeous. And one thing that was already happening in their time is that they would take palm trees because they were so royal and they would put them in their palaces all around, and even the temple had palm trees. Really cool. So he's like, okay, what are the righteous going to be like? Where they're going to be beautiful. They're going to be tall. They're going to be sturdy. They're going to have these seeds that bless people, the dates. That's what they're going to be like. You could just read it and go, well, great, I'm going to be a palm tree. Like, it doesn't make any sense to us. But when you start to understand why, let's go to the next one. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Has anybody ever looked up cedars in Lebanon? Up until this morning, nor had I. Cedars in Lebanon. Anybody ever been to San Francisco? The forest out there, Muir Forest? We have? Nobody's been out to the forest? The trees that are like, you could drive cars through them? Incredible. These are the cedars of Lebanon. If you look them up, some of them are still alive. Some of the trees, the cedars of Lebanon, are still alive when Jesus walked the earth. 2,000 years. And they are massive. If you, cedar, we have cedar wood. It's good wood. The cedars there are some of the things that they built that are still around today. Like they are ever, like they just are like, almost like brick. They're so sturdy. So he's saying, listen, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. How many would like to have that royalty and flourishing and be shade and beautiful and also be as sturdy as possible? It's awesome that God says, listen, you can flourish. The righteous flourish. And you pair that, flip over to Psalm 1. We know this well. Go to Psalm 1. Here we go. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Those are great promises. But here's two things that I know. We are righteous in the Lord. We know that. As far as standing with the Lord, we are righteous. But John 15, and you can turn there as I'm talking, John 15 clearly states that unless we are connected, unless we are attached with the Lord, we can do nothing. So here's the point of my whole sermon. This is what I really believe the Lord is getting us ready to in January. I also know that you can take out your Bible and sit before the Lord and get nothing out of it. Anybody ever have seasons like that? Now, God can take us through seasons where we read our Bible and we don't get anything, and it's called a drought season. And sometimes he's using that to pull us closer. But how many know that there are seasons that you can go through that it's not necessarily a drought, but it's possible the soil of your heart is not really in good shape? Anybody ever gone through a season where you realize that you have some ick in your life? And you realize some of this stuff is keeping you from maybe just feeling the presence of God or reading the word and receiving the word that you're trying to understand. All that has to do with the condition of our heart. And I really, again, want to prepare us and posture ourselves to be like, I am ready for 2025. I'm not going into 2025 like this, folks. That's not what I'm going to. I'm not ready to fight. I'm going into 2025 like this. I want to receive. Because this posture, if you walk around like this, and there are people, that's their posture. They don't actually walk around like that, but you just say hello to them, and they're like, in the, I don't want to say in the spirit, in their, the vibe that they give off, they've got their dukes up. And I love to dismantle those, that posture. I love to just bring peace and, hey man, how's it going? You know, and you could talk somebody down and before you know it, they're like, oh, good. But they have gone through life because every confrontation ends up being a fight for them. I just get excited talking about people getting healed of that. Don't you want to see people healed of that? That their demeanor can go from fight or flight to receive. Maybe that's you in here. Maybe you've been in a fight mode. It's just like everywhere you turn, you're fighting. God wants to heal you of that in 2025. Actually, he wants to heal you of that today. Because that's not the posture he wants for your life. Posture he wants for 2025 is, Lord, I'm ready for what you want to do. And what I do know is this, that when we move away from spending time with the Lord, because our hearts are a little hurt, man, I know 10 days for me. I already know Rod's word. I know 10 days for me is going to be checking my heart. It's going to be still finding things to go, Lord, if I'm not healed of that situation, would you heal me? I surrender that. There are situations that I have to keep going. Lord, that's a mystery. I don't understand it. But if you're like me, I want to understand. Anybody else like to understand? Just show me why. And sometimes the Lord doesn't show us why. And he wants us to slide that over to him and go, okay, just I'm going to give that to you. I don't like that, to be honest with you. There's a control factor that I still have that I have to just continue to give things to the Lord. And so what he's talking about, this beautiful thing though, is that in Psalm 1, in Psalm 92, and now if we go to John 15, you're already there, right? John 15 just talks about what we've been saying. John 15, I am the true vine, verse 1. And my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. That sounds like, oh my God, that's so scary. He wants to burn us and take. No, he wants to be like, okay, that spot on your heart that's just rock hard, I want to soften that. I want to soften that because you're seeing people through the eyes of your heart, the affections of your heart, and it's hard. I want to soften it. He wants to prune it. I could tell you, man, there are people, maybe it's not a person, it could be a people group. I ever tell you the story? We were at a Watchman for the Nations, and it was, I can't remember where it was, doesn't really matter, but it was a lot of French people. And while I'm there, there's a lot of translation happening. People were speaking English to French, French to English, and I found myself realizing that I had a bias towards French people that I didn't even know was there. And the Lord decided to take this moment and go, hey, there's something there that we need to look at. And I remember him just so gently and lovingly going through. Actually, it was a moment, it was kind of a funny moment. The stage is here and they had La Danse, and La Danse is this dance group that would do prophetic worship. And it was just to watch, it was beautiful, and how they choreographed, it was incredible. And I remember one point, I'm just sitting there, I'm realizing that I don't know why the Lord's taking me through, and I don't have any honor, it seems, and the Lord begins to melt me, and I'm falling in love with the French, my French brothers, sisters, it's just God's reshaping my heart. And the funny thing is I'm standing there and I'm going through all this. I did not know that they were coming off the stage, La Danse. And they're dancing as coming around. Finally, somebody came and kind of pulled me back because I was oblivious to it. But maybe that was God. All I know is that I walked in there without realizing it, realized I had some issues in my heart. And by the end, I had a chance to grab a mic and honor the French people there. And that was all in about 48 hours. And the Lord can do that over and over and over again. He's done that with me with different groups. So there was like a hard spot on my heart that I didn't even realize was keeping me from loving brothers and sisters. And I'm sure I have more that the Lord hasn't pinpointed yet. And he doesn't always pinpoint right away. Sometimes he's like, you know what? That's really not necessary right now. Let's pinpoint this area in your life because that is necessary to get healing. Amen. So if you're a garden, probably all of us have gardened. You do any work around here. I do work with Caleb. I'll tell you, the soil in this area is clay and it's just hard, isn't it? You gotta like pickaxe some of our clay. Brutal. God doesn't want our hearts to be like that. Man, there's nothing like going into a fertile area and you just put your shovel in and you're like, oh, this is what I'm talking about. Instead of that pickaxe, I'm like, Lord, I want my heart to be postured in the right way. So we're gonna take a minute, if you could, Chris, to put that up, because what we're gonna do, if you're watching online, in a second, we're gonna go offline, because when you play music, sometimes the algorithms will catch it and shut us down, and we don't need that. So Chris is gonna post it on the Facebook online. It's already on there. So you can do this at home. We're gonna do this here. What does it look like? We're gonna take a few minutes with this song. It's a beautiful song. And all I want you to do, I'm gonna pray, and then I want you to just say, Lord, would you just, is there a word? Is there a thought? Is there a phrase, a scripture? I'm gonna keep it open to you, Lord, but is there something you wanna show me for 2025? Now, please, the Lord is not gonna say things like, you're unworthy. Like, there is other voices that can speak to us. I'm gonna shut those down in prayer, because I only want to hear God's voice. So let me share what happened to me. I was in the prayer room and I had one word that I didn't even think. I'm like, this doesn't really make sense. But I got the word fresh. So I began the last few days. It's funny, you get a word and you will begin to see that word pop up, right? You buy the car. You never saw that car. You buy the car. Now the car's everywhere. You're like, oh my gosh, everybody bought the cool car like I did. So the word fresh is popping out. And that scripture, if you look at it, let me turn back to it. I don't even think I finished it. This is Psalm 92. It says, the righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow. Nobody wanted to know what their good results were. This was the end of the verse. You guys missed it. You should have said, tell us the good results. Okay, these are the good results of being righteous. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. And if you're whatever you think is old in here, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. That's good. And I have met people that are old that are fresh and flourishing. They got skin that's old. They got gray hair or no hair. Maybe even walk like this. But they are fresh and they are flourishing. Because it's a spirit thing, not a body thing. And I have met a few old people that I'm like, how are you looking so good? That's everybody in here, right? You're welcome. But that is the result of following the Lord and staying planted with a heart that is tender before him. And so I got that word fresh, and that's one of the verses I was looking up, and the Lord began to speak. They shall be fresh and flourishing. So my prayer is that for 2025. Lord, I wanna be fresh and I wanna be flourishing. You should say amen to that, because when I'm fresh, guess what? I get to bring a fresh word. Last thing, and then we're gonna close. Really cool. 2025, I had not looked it up because it actually, a lot of the meanings for years has to do with the Jewish calendar. It is Hebrew is a very cool language because they have every letter has a picture to it and every picture has a meaning. But it's really cool. Maybe I'll show you next time. But the word five, anybody know what five means? Grace. It's 5875, which is our 2025. It's really cool. 5875, actually, if you add up the numbers, equals 25. Really cool. 5875, if you look at it, it's grace on either side. We're actually moving into a year of grace. I'll take that. Amen. Five times five is 25. This guy did a deep dive into it. Five is hey. It's H-E-Y, hey. It's really cool. I did not know this. Do you know how that Abram became Abraham and Sarah became Sarai? Sarai became Sarah. He added hey to the word, which is the letter number five. And it also represents the breath of God, spirit. So what he did was to change their names. This is just a little side note. He changed their names by giving them the spirit of God. That's so cool. What I really love about it, it also means fresh revelation. I thought, there's the word again. Oh, but here's the cool thing, it's for everyone. Amen. Right? Fresh revelation for 2025, which means when you read the Bible, it's like something that doesn't make sense. Lord, you promised fresh revelation. I need fresh revelation. Show me what this word means. Okay, so we're gonna take a second. So Lord, I thank you in here, everybody can hear your voice. Lord, I thank you that you wanna speak to us. Lord, even if it's just a thought or an emotion or peace, Lord, it is all you. So Lord, I pray, Father God, over the next few minutes that we would just hear your voice and you would speak to us. And Lord, I bind all other voices that would try to come in that is not your voice. And I silence those voices in the name of Jesus. And I declare only you will speak in this room. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a few minutes, close your eyes, lay back and just say, Lord, would you speak to me about 2025.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Ascent, you can visit our website at ascentchurch.ca.